to the UK, Matt Dathan. What have we learned today? This is a long-awaited announcement from the Chancellor about government department budgets next year. Goodness, that's a challenging mission at the moment, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, today was meant to be the budget, which has been delayed because of the ongoing crisis here in the UK and Europe is wider. So instead of doing the budget, they did the one-year spending review where they set out the budgets for each department next year. And it, alongside that, they also presented the quite alarming economic forecasts for the next 5 years or so. The Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, revealed that government spending this year on the COVID crisis has now totaled 280 billion. Government borrowing is nearly 400 billion, which is the highest in peacetime history. So it really sort of lays bare the extent to which COVID has devastated the economic finances. He also
just waiting for that to reconnect. Is it going to happen? No, we've lost Matt for a moment. We will reconnect with him. Matt Dathan is our UK correspondent. coming up after 10 on 9 to noon, our guest Olga Kazan, who was a Russian Jewish immigrant to the US Bible Belt and found herself as a child very much on the outside and struggling to fit in. However, now as an award-winning journalist, she's reflected on what some of the positives can be from being an outsider and what is the difference between those for whom it is a real negative in their lives and others who turn it on its head and manage to make something of their otherness. We will discuss with her after 10. Matt, pick up on the financials.
Sorry about that. Parliament now, the signal can sometimes drop in and out because it's such an old building. I don't know where I dropped off, but basically he revealed that government spent £280 billion on COVID this year alone. It's taken government borrowing to the highest on record in peacetime history. And he started to lay out how we're going to pay for it. And that's about more than a million public sector workers. So we're talking teachers, policemen and the like, going to have to see their pay frozen next year. But he also has sparked a massive row because the government are going to ditch their target to spend 0.7% of the UK national income on foreign aid, which is currently runs about £15 billion a year. He's cut that by about £4.5 billion, which has sparked a massive row because, those people who argue in favour of foreign aid spending say that we should be helping the poorest in the world because they are the ones who are going to be suffering the most from the COVID crisis. But they're arguing that, the exceptional circumstances of how the economy here in the UK has been so devastated means that we have to be sort of thinking of ourselves first, and the money that's going to be saved is going to be going into left behind communities in the north and the Midlands, where you'll remember the Boris Johnson won his election, his big Commons majority last year. So that's caused a lot of controversy over here today.
Also, just the economic forecasts themselves, we know they're not going to be good, but how bad are they looking?
Yes, I mean, it's going to be, the Chancellor set out these economic figures which show the UK economy is not going to recover to its pre-COVID levels until the end of 2022, so another 2 years. In 2025, the economy will be 3% smaller than it would have been otherwise, which really kind of gives you an idea of how really hard we're going to be hit by this. So it really is quite a stark economic outlook.
When it comes to Christmas and lockdowns, what is the latest information?
That's right, yeah. England's national lockdown comes to an end next Wednesday. And it will be replaced by we had beforehand, which was the tiers, the three tiers, three being the highest level of restrictions, which will basically be lockdown in name only. But there is a glimmer of hope. Because next month, Boris Johnson announced that he's going to temporarily lift the COVID rules for 5 days. And instead of the blanket rules, each household will be able to join with two others for 5 days over Christmas from the 23rd of December. And they can travel anywhere in the UK and spend the Christmas period with those two other households. But very strict rules still apply. You can't mix bubbles. You know, once you've formed a Christmas bubble, you can't change that. You can't go to the pub with your Christmas bubble. You can only go with your own household. So it's going to be quite chaotic because, you know, I don't know if you've ever been here at Christmas. I'm sure it's the same everywhere. But the rail network and the road networks grind to a halt as everyone tries to get away. And with social distancing as well, it's going to be an absolute nightmare on Britain's creaking rail network. So, and it only applies until the 28th of December. And we'll you know, by New Year's, we'll be back in our own homes, sat watching the fireworks, I guess, over there on our own.
How would you describe morale? It's been a long year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's been a long year for everyone, you know, across the whole world. But I can only speak for Britain, and morale is I've never known morale so low. It's because I think, I mean, the vaccine has given us real, you know, hope and obviously confidence that we're going to be out of this, you know, the middle of next year. But because we're going into a winter, it's only November still. We're going to be hitting one of the coldest winters we've had, according to weather forecasts. Which is going to make it even worse. And we've got four more months of this. You know, the medical directors and the Prime Minister said COVID restrictions will be in place until April. You know, to some extent. And that's a long time for people living on their own, not being able to see loved ones, and with residents and with relatives in care homes, not being able to see anyone. And with death rates and hospitalizations only rising, morale has never been so low, to be honest.
Thank you. Matt Dathan is our UK correspondent.